So let's look at a few more scriptures here real quickly.
Takže ještě si pozrieme rýchlo pár ďalších veršov.
I want to touch on just several different areas concerning God's protection and deliverance.
Chcem sa ešte dotknúť niektorých oblastí, ktoré sa týkajú Božej ochrany a vyslobodenia.
As we said at the beginning, you know, sometimes people can struggle a little bit with some of these things if they don't understand what the Bible says.
Niekedy ľudia môžu s týmito vecami bojovať, ak nevedia, čo hovorí Biblia.
You know, sometimes we've been taught things that maybe are not that are not correct or right.
Niekedy nás mohli učiť veci, ktoré nie sú správne.
Or maybe they're right in one situation, but they don't necessarily apply to every situation.
Alebo sú správne pre určitú situáciu, ale nemožno ich použiť pre každú situáciu.
One scripture that many times people will quote is from the book of Psalms, chapter 34.
Psalms. Žalm 34. Žalm 34, to sa často cituje tento verš, Žalm 34.
Now in my Bible it is verse 19.
V mojej Biblii je to 19. verš.
It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Spravodlivý môže trpieť mnohými vecami.
But the Lord delivers him out of them all.
Ale Boh ich zo všetkých vyslobodzuje.
Let me talk just a minute about this.
Chcem chvíľočku o tomto hovoriť.
Because I think sometimes this has caused some people to struggle just a little bit.
Pretože si myslím, že niektorí ľudia s týmto trošku bojujú.
Notice he's in the word here in my Bible is translated afflictions. Well, let's read your verse.
Neviem, ako my to máme. Aha. Mnoho čoho? Mnoho bied. Something bieda means something bad situation.
Right, okay. You know, many times people have taken this and said, well, you know, and they've said many are these afflictions or, you know, sickness and disease and all of these different things.
Takže oni pod toto zaraďujú aj mnohé choroby a iné veci.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now notice the Bible says the Lord delivers them out of them all.
Pán alebo Hospodin ich vyslobodzuje zo všetkých, hej?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's focus on that first.
Takže na toto sa najprv zameriame.
And the word of God says that is a promise to the righteous.
To je zasľúbenie spravodlivému.
Okay. So that's a promise to you and I.
Mm-hmm. Čiže to zasľúbenie platí pre vás aj pre mňa.
Okay, the Lord has promised to deliver us because we have been made righteous by the blood of Jesus.
Boh zasľúbuje, že nás vyslobodí, lebo sme spravodliví skrz Ježišovu krv.
Now let me just insert or interject this thought, this word right here.
Chcem sa zamerať teraz na toto slovo.
I just sense that there might be somebody here that is struggling with condemnation.
Niekto napríklad aj tu môže byť, kto bojuje s odsúdením.
Maybe you feel like you've made such horrible mistakes in your life, you've done some things wrong.
Myslíte si, že ste urobili veľkú chybu vo svojom živote, niečo ste neurobili správne.
And you've struggled maybe to receive forgiveness.
A bojujete s tým, aby ste prijali, dokázali prijať odpustenie.
And I just felt like the Holy Spirit wanted me to encourage you and speak a word into your life.
A vnímam, že Duch Svätý vás chce povzbudiť a povedať slovo do vášho života.
If you've brought that situation to the throne of God,
ak tú situáciu prinesiete pod trón Boží,
and you've asked him to forgive you,
požiadate Boha, aby vám odpustil,
the Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you.
Biblia hovorí, že potom vás krv Ježiša očisťuje
and delivers you.
A vyslobodzuje.
The word of God says in the book of Isaiah that he removes our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. Actually, that's in Psalms 103.
So both Isaiah.
Yeah, well, in Isaiah he also removes our sins.
Aj v Izajašovi a v Žalme 103 Boh hovorí, že jeho krv nás očisťuje a sme potom bieli a Tie naše hriechy sú od nás tak ďaleko ako východ od západu.
You are forgiven.
Vtedy je vám odpustené.
Do not let the enemy lie to you.
Nenechajte nepriateľa, aby vám klamal.
Even if you've made mistakes.
Čiže aj keď ste urobili chybu.
Because you are now a child of God.
Ste teraz dieťa Božie.
You can trust in him and expect him. He will take care of you.
Tak potom môžete Bohu dôverovať, že vám pomôže a môžete to od neho očakávať.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do not let the enemy lie to you.
Či nenechajte nepriateľa, aby vám klamal.
You are valuable.
Máte hodnotu.
You are precious to him.
Ste pre Boha vzácni.
His blood was shed for you.
Boh svoju krv vylial aj za vás.
That blood was shed for your protection and your deliverance.
Vylial svoju krv, aby ste mohli byť ochránení a vyslobodení.
You might be sitting here and say, I don't deserve it.
Môžete tu sedieť a hovoriť, ja si to nezaslúžim.
None of us deserve it.
Nikto z nás si to nezaslúži.
None of us deserve it.
Nikto z nás si to nezaslúži.
But he's done it for us.
Ale on to pre nás urobil.
All we have to do is receive it.
My to máme iba prijať.
That's what's so amazing about his love.
To je to úžasné na jeho láske.
Okay. Now back here in Psalms 34 again.
Teraz sme znova v tom žalme 34.
This word here that in my Bible we say is afflictions, okay?
Takže tie biedy, ktoré sú v našej Biblii.
What is interesting is every place this Hebrew word is used in the Bible.
Každé miesto, kde je to hebrejské slovo je použité.
It is never translated or used in relationship to sickness or disease.
Nikdy nie je použité vo vzťahu k chorobe alebo nemoci.
Okay? It deals with troubles, things that would come against you.
Týka sa rôznych trápení, ktoré idú proti vám.
Okay? I want you to think about Jesus for just a moment.
Premýšľajme chvíľu o Ježišovi.
We know he was the Son of God.
Vieme, že bol tým jediným synom Božím.
But Jesus talked about, he said, if you believe on me, the works that I do, you will do also.
Keď veríte vo mňa, skutky, ktoré ja robím, aj vy budete robiť.
He came to show us the Father.
Prišiel, aby nám ukázal Otca.
The Bible says he was the firstborn of many brethren.
Bol prvorodený z mnohých bratov, hovorí Biblia.
He's our older brother.
On je náš starší brat.
He's also our king and our master.
Ale takisto je náš kráľ a pán.
Okay? But he set an example for us.
On je aj našim príkladom.
And when we look at his life and ministry,
a dívame sa na jeho život a službu,
we can see that many times things came against him.
Veľakrát veci išli proti nemu.
Okay? We see the devil was trying to kill him.
Diabol sa snažil zabiť.
Okay, they tried to throw him off a hill.
Chceli ho zhodiť z vrchu.
You know, Herod, you know, wanted to kill him.
Herodes tiež ho chcel zabiť.
Ended up killing all these other babies.
Zabil mnohé iné bábetka.
Okay, we see that, you know, they were on the Sea of Galilee and a storm came.
Na Galilejskom mori prišla búrka.
You know it must have been bad.
Určite nebola dobrá tá búrka.
I mean, Jesus was in the boat with fishermen. They understood what it meant to be on the sea.
Ježiš bol na loďke s rybármi a rybári o tom mori veľa vedeli.
And it was so bad, even they were scared they were going to drown.
Ale tá búrka bola taká silná, že aj oni ako rybári sa jej báli.
But in every situation,
v každej situácii,
Jesus overcame.
Ježiš zvíťazil.
He spoke the word of God.
Povedal slovo Božie.
He walked in his authority.
Chodil v autorite jeho.
Which he has given to you and I.
Chodil vo svojej autorite a tú autoritu dal aj nám.
And he set an example for us.
On je príkladom pre nás.
Okay? That we can be delivered.
Že aj my môžeme byť vyslobodení.
That we can fulfill our course, our journey in life that God has ordained for us.
Že môžeme naplniť to, čo Boh má pre náš život, aby sme v ňom urobili.
Now many times people will bring up different situations of people they knew, good Christian people, Christian leaders.
Mnohokrát ľudia prídu so situáciami kresťanov, ktorí Boli dobrí kresťania, dobrí vedúci kresťania.
And you know, those kinds of situations, you have to make a choice.
V tej situácii robíme rozhodnutia.
Am I going to base my life on the word of God or the experience of that person?
Či svoj život založím na slove Božom alebo na skúsenosti iného človeka.
Okay, because we have a choice.
My sa rozhodujeme.
And I want to encourage you.
Chcem vás povzbudiť.
We don't always know what's going on in people's lives.
Nevieme vždy, čo sa deje v živote iných ľudí.
Okay? We don't know where they're at or what's happening.
Nevieme, kde sú a čo sa vlastne deje.
Okay? A little over a year ago.
Asi pred rokom.
My pastor died.
Môj pastor zomrel.
In the United States.
V Spojených štátoch.
That was very hard.
Bolo to veľmi ťažké.
For me it wasn't it's not a I'm not questioning God.
Ja teraz nespochybňujem Boha.
I do wonder why he went home early.
Ja sa pýtam, prečo išiel tak skoro, he was young.
Yeah, he was only 57 years old.
Aha, iba 57. It's not so.
Well, the Bible yes. Promises 120 years.
Aha, Biblia nám zasľubuje až 120 rokov.
Okay, it talks about at least 70 or 80 in Psalms 90.
Žalm 90, minimálne 70 do 80.
Okay, but I believe we have 120.
Ale Don verí, že sa dožije 120. So you will be here longer, maybe.
Why not? Hey, okay, wait, okay. Listen.
We are looking forward.
Yeah. So, anyway. Can I share something interesting with you?
Ešte vám chcem niečo zaujímavé povedať. Okay, yes, you can.
Okay. One of the largest, they say, demographic or groups of people in the world, growing groups of people today.
Jedna z najväčších demografických skupín ľudí, ktorí žijú dnes.
Are people that are living over 100 years old.
In these days.
In these days, yes.
Takže v týchto dňoch vlastne z tej demografickej stránky je najväčšia skupina ľudí, ktorá žije nad 100 rokov.
More and more people living longer.
Mm-hmm. Čiže stále viac a viac ľudí, ktorí sa dožívajú dlhšieho veku.
But I'm not going to get off on that.
Ale nejdem teraz zachádzať do toho.
What I'm saying though is that we have to make a choice.
Že chcem povedať, že my sa rozhodujeme.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We don't always know what's happened in people's lives.
Yes. Nevieme, čo sa deje v životoch tých ľudí.
Okay? But we have a promise from God.
Ale máme zasľúbenie od Boha.
And one of the things that's very interesting to me,
pre mňa jedna veľmi zaujímavá vec,
in the book of Hebrews chapter 11,
je to Židom 11.
Hebrews chapter 11,
Židom 11. kapitola.
There's a very interesting passage here in my English Bible.
Takže v tejto Biblii, ktorá je preložená do angličtiny, je to veľmi zaujímavá časť.
I want us to begin reading in verse 32.
Prečítame si to spolu. Začneme od verša 32. 32, yes.
And read down to verse 35.
Až po 35. Čiže sme Židom v 11. kapitole, verše 32 až 35. A kto má, môže prečítať.
A čo mám ešte hovoriť? Lebo mi nebude stačiť čas, aby som rozprával o Gedeonovi, Barákovi, Samsonovi, Jeftovi, Dávidovi, Samuelovi a o prorokoch, ktorí vierou zdolali kráľovstva, robili spravodlivosť, dosiahli zasľúbenia, zapchali ústa lvom, vyhasili moc diabla, utiekli ostriu meča, zmocnili sa a vymanili od slabosti, stali sa junákmi boji, ustúpi prinútili tábory cudzozemcov. Ženy dostali späť svojich mŕtvych skriesených. A jedni boli mučení na mučidlách, neprijmúc oslobodenia, aby dostali lepšieho skriesenia. Ešte jeden?
35.
To je dosť, ďakujem. It's good. Okay, here's what I want to point something out to you.
Chcem tu na niečo poukázať.
This chapter is full of people that experience God's protection and God's deliverance.
Táto kapitola je plná ľudí, ktorí zažívali tú Božiu ochranu a vyslobodenie.
Amazing things that God did.
Úžasné veci pre nich Boh urobil.
But notice down here in verse 35 what he says.
Ale všimneme si, čo tu hovorí vo verši 35.
And I think this can help us a little bit, okay?
A myslím, že nám to trošku môže pomôcť.
My Bible says here in verse 35, and it says, others were tortured.
Iní boli mučení, yes.
Not accepting deliverance.
A neočakávali vyslobodenie.
That they might obtain a better resurrection.
Aby dosiahli lepšie vzkriesenie.
I want you just to think for just a moment here.
A chvíľočku, keby sme popremýšľali.
Okay? I believe that there are situations where people choose to go on to the other side.
Myslím si, že sú situácie, kedy sa ľudia rozhodnú prejsť na druhú stranu.
They don't receive the deliverance they could, but they choose not to.
Oni by mohli to vyslobodenie dostať, ale oni sa rozhodnú, že ho nechcú.
And I'm not saying it's a wrong or right. I'm not saying it's not either. I'm just simply saying what the Bible says.
Ja teraz nehovorím, že to je správne alebo nie, ja len teraz tu hovorím to, čo hovorí Biblia.
And I do know this.
A viem toto.
That some people get to a place where for them they would just rather go to the other side.
Rozumiem tomu tak, že určití ľudia sa dostanú do bodu, keď pre nich je lepšie prejsť už na druhú stranu.
And I'm just saying that that's why I'm saying sometimes we don't always see everything that's going on.
Čiže znova opakujem, že my nemusíme vidieť všetko, čo sa deje v živote toho človeka.
And it doesn't mean that God didn't deliver them.
A to neznamená, že Boh ich nevyslobodil.
See, maybe what we don't see is that
yes.
They just said, "Lord, I just want to come be with you." Or I'm tired of fighting.
Možno povedali Bohu, Bože, ja som už unavený z toho boja, ja už chcem byť s tebou.
Okay. Look at Jesus.
Pozrime na Ježiša.
The Bible says that he says, no man takes my life, I lay my life down.
Ježiš povedal, žiaden človek mi nemôže vziať môj život, ja ho dobrovoľne kladiem.
Okay. He didn't go until it was time.
On išiel až vtedy, keď prišiel jeho čas.
So I just want to encourage you today.
Čiže chcem vás dnes povzbudiť.
Don't go until it's time.
Neodíďte predčasne.
Okay? Don't go until it's time.
Čiže neodíďte predčasne.
You have a work to do here in the earth.
Je to pre vás práca tu na zemi, ktorú potrebujete
okay?
ešte urobiť.
Finish your work.
Dokončite tú svoju prácu.
God has promised you his protection and deliverance.
Boh vám zasľubuje, že vás ochráni a vyslobodí.
Okay? Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Now, I want to talk just a few minutes about how to stay under that umbrella.
Ešte by som pár minút chcel hovoriť o tom, ako zostávať pod tou Božou ochranou, pod tým dážnikom.
Okay, yes. Back in Psalms 91.
Sme znova v tom žalme 91.
Notice he begins the first verse by saying, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
Ten prvý verš začína, ten, kto prebýva v tej skrýši najvyššieho.
Okay. I think there's something to be understood about what it means to dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
Myslím, že je potrebné porozumieť tomu, čo to znamená prebývať v tej skrýši Božej.
Now, as we said earlier, we understand that we're in Christ and Christ is in us.
Už rozumiem tomu, že sme v Kristovi a Kristus je v nás. Yes?
So we know that positionally we have a right we're to be in that place, in that position.
My vieme, že máme právo byť v takejto pozícii, kde máme tú ochranu a vyslobodenie.
But you know, you can do things in your life.
Ale môžete urobiť veci vo svojom živote,
that will take you out from underneath that umbrella of protection.
A dostanete sa spod toho prikrytia toho dážnika, spod tej ochrany a vyslobodenia.
Okay?
Yes.
We understand from the word of God.
My zo slova Božieho rozumieme,
that if we were to begin to live our lives in a loose and an ungodly manner,
ak začneme žiť svoj život nie tým Božím spôsobom,
okay, you know, so sometimes we see situations where you know, people run off, they get into sin.
Vidíme situácie, keď ľudia sa dostanú do hriechu.
And so we can understand that person's in a dangerous place.
Rozumieme tomu, že taký človek sa nachádza na nebezpečnom mieste.
Because they're taking themselves out from underneath God's umbrella of protection.
Vtedy sa dostávajú tí ľudia spod tej ochrany toho dážnika Božieho.
What does Isaiah 1 in verse 19 say?
Izaiáš 1:19.
Says, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land.
Mm-hmm. Ak budeš chcieť, tak budeš ochotný, willing and obedient, áno, a poslušný, tak budeš jesť dobré zeme.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What did God tell the children of Israel?
Čo Boh povedal deťom Izraela?
When you love me and you walk in my ways,
keď ma budete milovať a chodiť po mojich cestách,
you will be blessed.
Budete požehnaní.
But if you turn from me and begin to worship other gods,
keď sa otočíte odo mňa, začnete uctievať iných bohov,
then these things will begin to happen in your life.
Tak takéto veci sa začnú diať vo vašom živote.
Okay? Now, one of the things I wanted to take a few minutes and just look at here,
na jednu vec by som sa chvíľočku chcel pozrieť ešte,
I think is something that sometimes for us as Christians, we say it can sort of like sneak up on you, or we can fall into it with, mm-hmm. if we're not.
Čo hovorí o jednej veci, do ktorej niekedy môžeme dosť ľahko spadnúť.
And let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
1 Corinthians 11.
And I want us to look here in chapter 11.
Čiže sme v 11. kapitole.
The Apostle Paul is teaching about the Lord's Supper here.
A Pavol tu vyučuje o Večeri Pánovej.
Okay, and let's look in verse 28, and I want us to read down to verse 31.
A prečítame si verše 28 až 31, čiže 1. Korinským 11. kapitola, verše 28 až 31.
Can somebody read that, please?
Mm-hmm. Môže niekto prečítať doma. Mm-hmm.
Poznaj teda človeče, a tak je z chleba, a ty stalika. Lebo kto nehodný je a pije, odsúdenie si je a pije. Lebo nerozoznávate ho pánu.
Verse 31.
28 až 31.
Aha. Preto je medzi vami mnoho slabých a nemocných a mnohí odumierajú. Keby sme sa totiž sami súdili, neboli by sme súdení.
Okay. We're talking about staying under the umbrella of God's protection.
Hovoríme stále o tom, ako zostávať pod tým Božím dážnikom prikrytia.
And as I said, the Apostle Paul is teaching here about what we commonly call the Lord's Supper.
A Pavol tu vyučuje o Večeri Pánovej.
And he was talking about understanding what Jesus did when he died on the cross, when he gave his body and shed his blood.
A vysvetľuje, čo Ježiš urobil, keď išiel na kríž, obetoval svoje telo, vylial svoju krv.
We understand it's important that we realize that his blood was shed, his body was broken so that we can be healed, that we can be delivered, that we can be forgiven.
Čiže jeho telo bolo teda vydané na kríž, jeho krv bola vyliata, aby sme mohli byť uzdravení a vyslobodení.
Part of the reason we're talking about that is so that we know that today.
Čiže súčasťou toho, čo teraz hovorím, je to aj, aby sme si to uvedomili, že dnes toto vieme.
So that you know you can be delivered.
Aby ste si uvedomili, že áno, môžete byť vyslobodení.
But he goes on here and he says, let a man examine himself.
Ale pokračuje a hovorí, nech každý skúma sám seba.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So that when you eat that bread and you drink of that cup,
čiže ak jete ten chlieb a pijete z toho pohára,
he goes on, he says that you don't do it in an unworthy way.
Aby ste to nerobili nesprávnym spôsobom.
Okay. Now, he goes on, he says that you don't drink and eat under condemnation, not discerning the Lord's body.
Aby ste nejedli a nepili na odsúdenie a nerozoznávali telo Kristovo.
I want you to think of for just a moment from maybe a little bit different perspective.
Chcem sa na to trošku pozrieť z iného pohľadu.
The Bible says that we as believers here in the earth together make up the body of Christ.
Biblia hovorí, že my všetci veriaci na tejto zemi vytvárame telo Kristovo.
Isn't that right?
Je to tak?
You're familiar with those scriptures, okay?
Takže rozumieme tomu.
The Bible says we're individual members.
Biblia hovorí, každý sme údom.
But together we make up the body of Christ in the earth.
Ale spolu vytvárame na zemi to telo Kristovo.
And so when he talks here about not discerning or understanding the Lord's body.
A hovorí tu o situácii, keď nerozumieme dobre tomu telu Kristovmu.
I want to propose to you this thought.
Navrhujem, aby sme porozmýšľali o tomto.
That this also talks about understanding, appreciating and valuing the different members and parts of the body of Christ.
Zahrňa to aj to, že my si uvedomujeme tých iných, tie iné údy tela Kristovho, my si ich vážime, my sa im snažíme porozumieť.
Because he goes on and he says, for this cause, this reason, many are weak and sickly and some even sleep or die.
Z tohto dôvodu mnohí sú slabí a dokonca niektorí zomierajú alebo spia.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So in other words, some people are not experiencing deliverance. They're not experiencing protection.
Iným slovom povedané, niektorí ľudia na základe toho nezažívajú ochranu a vyslobodenie.
And so he says, if we would judge ourselves.
A čo treba robiť? Súdiť alebo skúmať jeden druhého.
In other words, that we would look at our own life, examine where we are.
Tak to skúmať sami seba, zistiť, kde v živote sa nachádzame.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So what does this mean?
Čo to vlastne znamená?
You know, the word of God is very clear to us about the importance of walking in the God kind of love.
Biblia jasne hovorí, že máme chodiť v láske, ale v tom Božom druhu lásky.
Isn't that right?
Je to tak?
Yes. Okay? Yes. It tells us that we should love one another even as Christ loved us.
Máme sa navzájom milovať tak, ako Kristus miloval nás.
Okay, that we should forgive one another.
Máme si odpúšťať navzájom.
That we should not allow bitterness or unforgiveness.
Nemáme dovoliť, aby sme mali horkosť alebo neodpustenie.
Okay, now, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to have opportunities.
Opportunities.
Yeah, we'll have opportunities to forgive.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
So how many of you recognize that there are many opportunities to walk in love?
Máme veľa príležitostí chodiť v láske.
Isn't that right?
Je to tak?
We all have opportunities to forgive.
Každý máme príležitosť odpustiť.
Okay, we all have opportunities where we have to choose not to take bitterness.
Mm-hmm. Že každý z nás sa môže rozhodnúť sám, či si podrží horkosť alebo nie.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Because here is this thought I want you to see.
Čiže táto myšlienka, teraz by som chcela, aby sme ju videli.
When we begin to walk not in the love of God, but out of the love of God.
Ak začneme chodiť nie v tejto Božej láske, ale mimo tejto Božej lásky.
We begin to move ourselves out from underneath God's divine umbrella of protection and we begin to walk out from underneath of it.
Začneme vychádzať spod tej ochrany toho Božieho dážnika a začneme chodiť mimo neho.
Remember we were talking about that scripture earlier from 1 Peter 5 where the devil is looking for those who he may devour.
1. Petra 5, tam sme hovorili o tom verši, kde ten diabol chodí okolo a hľadá tých ľudí, ktorých by mohol zožrať.
Okay? Yes. You know, and we have that picture of he's like a lion.
Mm-hmm, tam je obraz, že je ako lev.
You know, when we're staying connected with the body of Christ, when we're staying underneath of that umbrella,
čiže keď sme napojení na to telo Kristovo, vtedy sme pod tým prikrytím toho dážnika.
He can't touch you.
On vás nemôže sa ani dotknúť.
There are things that cannot touch you.
Sú určité veci, ktoré sa vás vôbec nemôžu dotknúť.
But if we begin to murmur and complain and get angry with people.
Keď sa začíname sťažovať, mrmlať a hnievať sa na ľudí,
we begin to move ourselves out from underneath that umbrella.
Vychádzame spod prikrytia toho dážnika.
Recently I was talking with somebody.
Nedávno som s niekým hovoril.
And we were talking about a wonderful breakthrough that had come in their life.
A hovorili sme o takom prielome, ktorý prišiel do života, neviem, či jednoho alebo viacerých.
And this person
jeden,
this person said something very interesting.
A tento človek povedal niečo veľmi zaujímavé.
And they said, you know, that breakthrough came in my life.
Ten prielom prišiel do môjho života.
But they said something had just happened just before that.
Ale niečo sa tesne predtým stalo.
They had been dealing with bitterness and unforgiveness towards somebody.
Že musel sa vysporiadať s horkosťou a neodpustením voči niekomu.
And they said when they forgave that person.
This person
when they dealt with that bitterness and unforgiveness in their life and forgave.
Takže keď odpustil tomu človeku a jednal s tou horkosťou.
They said suddenly this breakthrough came in their life.
A náhle prišiel prielom do života toho človeka.
Okay? I've seen that through the years many times.
Že počas rokov som to veľakrát videl.
Even in my own life.
Dokonca vo svojom vlastnom živote.
I've seen times where I was struggling with an attitude with somebody and it was like it was blocking the provision and blessings of God.
Ja som bojoval s postojom voči určitému človeku a zároveň som vnímal, že to bolo prekážkou požehnania v mojom živote a tej ochrany.
And so as we talk about this today,
čiže ako dnes o týchto veciach hovoríme,
I think it's so important that we take a few minutes here and talk about this area.
Je dôležité, že hovoríme aj o tejto oblasti.
Because part of receiving and walking in God's protection and deliverance.
Je to súčasťou toho, že môžeme chodiť v tej Božej ochrane a vyslobodení.
Is keeping our hearts clean.
Je súčasťou toho aj to, že si držíme čisté srdce.
That we don't hold on to any bitterness or unforgiveness.
Nedržíme si žiadne neodpustenie alebo horkosť.
Lord, if we get angry with somebody that we're quick to forgive.
Keď sa na niekoho nahnievame, tak rýchlo odpúšťame.
Okay? You know, the word of God says, give no place to the devil.
Biblia nám hovorí, že nemáme diablovi dávať žiadne miesto.
Many of us are familiar with the scripture in the book of James.
Jakub napríklad, asi všetci poznáme ten verš.
We quote it many times. Verse 7, it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. But you know, there's a part that goes right before that. It says, submit yourself to God first. And then you resist the devil.
Zoprite diablovi.
And he will flee from you.
A on od vás utečie.
I'm saying that many times we need to make sure that our relationships are right with others.
Čiže veľakrát si treba preveriť, či naše vzťahy s inými sú v poriadku.
Make sure that we're staying and walking in the love of Christ.
A uistiť sa, že naozaj chodíme a zostávame v láske Kristovej.
You can only do this in the power of the Holy Spirit.
A toto môžeme robiť iba v moci Ducha Svätého.
We all know that, right?
A všetci si to uvedomujeme však.
Okay? It's not something we can do in our strength.
Nemôžeme to robiť v našej vlastnej sile.
But thank God for his help, his assistance.
No, ale vďaka Bohu, že on nám to môže pomôcť. Amen.
And so today as we get ready to finish up here.
Pomaličky už končíme.
I feel that we need to take a few minutes and we're going to pray.
A vnímam, že by sme sa ešte chvíľočku mali modliť.
Because I know that some of you need healing in your bodies.
Viacerí z vás potrebujete uzdravenie vo svojom fyzickom tele.
Some of you have been dealing with situations in your life and in your family.
Iní máte rôzne situácie v rodine.
Okay, you need some answers.
A potrebujete dostať určité odpovede.
You need some things to change.
A potrebujete, aby sa určité veci zmenili.
We want to position ourselves for God's protection and God's deliverance.
Chceme byť na tom mieste, kde môžeme zažívať tú Božiu ochranu a vyslobodenie.
And you know, maybe as I'm here talking today, you realize that there's some bitterness, there's some unforgiveness.
A ako tu hovorím, a možno si niektorí z vás uvedomujete, že je tam nejaké neodpustenie v vašom živote, nejaká horkosť.
Maybe there's some things that you've been allowed in your life.
Alebo iné veci, ktorým ste dovolili, aby boli vo vašom živote.
And I want to encourage you today, let that thing go.
Chcem vás povzbudiť dnes, nechajte tie veci z vašho života odísť.
Give no place to the devil.
Nedávajte žiadne miesto diablovi.
Because if you're allowing those things, you're allowing him to have a hold in your life.
Ak tieto veci si ponecháte v svojom živote, tak dávate miesto diablovi.
You can forgive.
Môžete odpustiť.
You can walk in love.
Môžete chodiť v láske.
You have his nature, the nature of Christ inside in your spirit.
Vo svojom duchu máte Kristovu prirodzenosť.
That's who you are.
To je to, kto ste.
And the Bible says that love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
A Biblia hovorí, že táto Božia láska je vyliata v našom srdci skrz Ducha Svätého.
And he will help you to respond in love.
On vám pomôže, aby ste mohli reagovať v láske.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
So why don't you let's stand up together?
Poprosím vás, aby sme sa postavili.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sura bashika dakashka. Praise the Lord. This works in every kind of relationship.
Funguje to v každom vzťahu.
This works in marriage relationships.
V manželských vzťahoch.
Relationships with children.
Vzťahoch s deťmi.
People you work with.
S ľuďmi, s ktorými
pracujete.
S susedmi, príbuznými.
The Word of God works.
Slovo Božie funguje.
So, Father, we come to you today.
Otče, my dnes k tebe prichádzame.
Father, we thank you for your word today.
Otče, my ti ďakujeme dnes za tvoje slovo.
Father, we thank you for your divine hedge of protection.
Otče, my ti ďakujeme, že nás ochraňuješ takým plotom ochrany.
Lord, thank you for delivering us.
Ďakujeme, že nás vyslobodzuješ.
Father, we thank you for the promise of the word of God.
Ďakujeme za zasľúbenie slova Božieho.
But Lord, we want to make sure that we position ourselves under your shadow. Lord, that we're dwelling in that secret place.
Pane, my sa chceme uistiť, že prebývame v tej tvojej skrýši, pod tvojimi krídlami.
Lord, we don't want to give any place to the enemy in our life.
A Pane, my nechceme dať nepriateľovi v našom živote žiadne miesto.
And so, Lord, if there's any place in our life where we're not been walking in love,
Pane, takže ak je v našom živote akékoľvek miesto, kde nechodíme v tvojej láske.
If there's some place, Lord, where we have not been forgiving or we've been holding bitterness towards somebody.
Ak máme nejaké miesto, kde si držíme horkosť a neodpustenie.
We ask you to forgive us.
Prosím, odpusti nám to.
Now as I'm praying, you just talk to the Lord yourself quietly.
A teraz vám Don dáva priestor, aby ste potichu sami hovorili s Bohom.
The Bible says if you confess your sins before him, he will forgive you.
Biblia hovorí, že ak budete vyznávať svoje hriechy Bohu, on vám odpustí.
And so you just quietly, you do that as I'm praying.
Takže potichučku, ako sa Don modlí, tak vy vyznajte tie veci, ak máte nie.
Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus. It cleanses me, cleanses us.
Otče, my ti ďakujeme za Ježišovu krv, ktorá nás očisťuje.
We renounce bitterness and unforgiveness.
My nechceme žiadne neodpustenie a žiadnu horkosť.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ďakujeme ti.
Shila ba la bolo koda kata. Jede barra ba da la borro ko borra pa. Rimana la barra ma la barru ko borro kla barra ma na kla barra dusha. Brurra ma la maria ra borra ma na ma ki bla borro ko borro ko borro ko borro ko borro ki barra ki ara ma kashka. Zurangana tashi de la bosso. Oh rama marige de bokomboro kama ele barana la shebaranda. Roro kroro kroro bosha baba bakasha. In the name of Jesus, suramaka. I just take authority, huramako, over those unforgiveness and those things that have come against your life. We break any chains, any strongholds in the name of Jesus. We uproot bitterness in the name of Jesus. I say, come out in Jesus' name. Be removed in the name of Jesus. Kurama kalaburu koko shabakashka. Elaburama labashura bokura bakila barama nakashaka. Now I release healing in this place right now in Jesus' name.
Kurama
in the name of Jesus. Healing, deliverance, wholeness.
Uzdravenie, vyslobodenie.
In Jesus' name. O rabala shelebo rokobo 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 shalabo rombo elebo rongo labama maselebo rokora makelebo roko yeshtiraman lorobo raba shelelele kasha rongo borama madora babaka yede borama na via rabombo rabara la basha karabanga ribara la la boshoko boka dalaba dala bosho ya suroboko bolobo shamaraka ya surokobo koshka Elo korokobo shokora bokora babasele boroko bokosha barakia da kashka. In the name of Jesus, shura bala bakashka. Yes, you just receive from the Lord.
Kine boroko boroko.
Hallelujah. Buramaka. Somebody's been having a problem with your eye. Hallelujah. I speak healing to that eye right now in the name of Jesus. Buramaki shoroboksha. I say be healed in the name of Jesus. Buramaka masoko mokosha. I speak healing to your headaches. I command those pains to go in the name of Jesus. Ila barama noku borokura bakasha barakashka. Mokola baramaka, yeshere ba pain in the knee. Go in the name of Jesus. Ela baranga la burra kide levo kushka. Yes, surra kada la kide le bombo rokura bakede kriga do loko do boshka. Rima na gloro komo. Ha surro koboshka. I speak deliverance over each and every person, over every life in this place. Leba la baduruko. Ha turumo ti la mandala vurungo buru kombo. Lord, we bless you and thank you for your divine deliverance. Oh, Ramamasha. What the enemies meant for evil, Lord, that you deliver us from those things. Yes, even negative things that have happened in your past, that which the enemy is meant for evil to destroy you or your family. We plead the blood of Jesus over it. And we declare it that God turns it for good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's turned for good. Good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you and thank you. Oh, we worship you and thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shora baba 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 shola barima na glaba rungobo rukombo rukombo. Yeah, sora boko boko shka. I just speak freedom over your lives. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Freedom. Joy. Peace. Every good thing. Hallelujah. Now we take authority over fear. Some of you have dealt with fear. We bind that in Jesus' name. You foul thing, go in Jesus' name. We give you no place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just begin to thank him and praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. For ramama la baruka barabadi le boruko ramama. Ro rabababababa shoro boko rabaka. Re barabababa kura badile boruko boruko borukama. Remano kuri baragle barabababa shoro bokure baraboki barabatim baramanunga. Re de vorra bababa kashaka da kasha. Hallelujah. Shede de 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 kashede de de de. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I just speak the name of Jesus over your life.
Meno Ježiš nad vašim životom.
I say be blessed in Jesus' name.
Buďte požehnaní v mene
Ježiš. I say be healed in Jesus' name.
Behold,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name Amen. Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus over you. Be healed, be whole in Jesus' name. Be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Be blessed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Požehnaný od hora až do.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
I say, be healed, be whole. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In that name. Hallelujah. Lord, we release healing. We
volnieme uzdravenie a vyslobodenie.
In the name of Jesus.
Mene Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name. In the name above every name. Hallelujah. Bolo bolo boko bolo boko bolo
kasta mena
bolo boko shabara bakishke. In the name of Jesus.
Menye
bolo boko bolo kosta. You're the healed of the Lord. You're the delivered of the Lord.
Uzdraveni pano, oslobodeni pano.
No evil can come near to you in Jesus' name. Shoda bakishke bolo bolo bakara bakishke bolo bakishke. Oh, rabasta bakura bakishke. Hallelujah. Bless you. I call you blessed, healed, delivered. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Father, thank you for the anointing of your Spirit in this place. Hallelujah. Your word says it's not by might or by power, but it is by your Spirit that the battle is won.
Nie mocou, nie silou, ale tvojim duchom prorodím Božie slovo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you today for deliverance.
Ďakujeme dnes za vyslobodenie.
Father, we thank you for health.
Ďakujeme za zdravie.
Thank you, Lord, for strength.
Ďakujeme za silu.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Ďakujeme, Ježiš.
Oh, Lord, we worship you. We
worship you.
We bless you and thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me share a couple of quick thoughts here with you.
Ešte pár myšlienok by som vám rád povedal.
You can sit down for just a moment.
Môžete si ešte na chvíľočku sadnúť.
You know, sometimes when we pray,
niekedy keď sa modlíme,
sometimes we can sense or feel the power of God do something immediately.
Niekedy cítime a vnímame, že moc Božia okamžite niečo robí.
Sometimes we may not feel anything or we may not see something change immediately.
Niekedy necítime nič hneď alebo nevnímame hneď nejakú zmenu.
You know, one of the characteristics of Bible faith, faith in God.
Jedna z charakteristík tej Božej viery, biblickej viery, viery v Boha.
Okay, is that it thanks God,
že ďakuje Bohu
in advance.
Už dopredu.
It thanks God no matter what things look like.
Čiže ďakuje Bohu už vtedy, keď ešte veci nevyzerajú tak, ako by mali.
Today as you go from this place,
čiže ako pôjdete teraz domov,
okay, in the days ahead, the weeks ahead,
budú pred vami dni a týždne,
okay, you just, every time you think about those, whatever area this is in your life that you're needing deliverance, you're needing help, God's strength.
Nie je to akákoľvek oblasť v vašom živote, kde potrebujete vyslobodenie, Bože posilnenie.
You just say, Lord, thank you.
Jednoducho proste, Pane, ja ti ďakujem.
Thank you that I'm healed.
Ďakujem, že som uzdravený.
Thank you that I'm delivered.
Že som vyslobodený.
Thank you that this situation is working out.
Že tá situácia sa rieši.
I may not see all the answers right now.
Ešte nemusím vidieť všetky odpovede.
I may not feel the change in my body yet.
Nemusím ešte cítiť nejakú zmenu vo svojom tele.
But I know something is happening.
Viem, že niečo sa deje.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Držte pohľad upretý na Ježiša.
Don't let the enemy steal your answer.
Nedovolte nepriateľovi, aby to Božie riešenie vám ukradol.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
I want to bless you.
Chcem vás ešte požehnať.
You are wonderful, blessed people.
Ste úžasní, požehnaní ľudia.
God bless you. Let me pray over you. Father, I pray over these precious people. I bless them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just ask you to cause these things to come more and more alive on the inside of them in the days and weeks ahead.
Nech tieto ďalšie dni a týždne tieto veci v nich sú silnejšie a ožívajú.
Lord, I thank you for taking care of them.
Ďakujem, Pane, že ty sa o nich budeš starať.
Lord, we thank you for your deliverance and protection in advance.
Pane, my ti už dopredu ďakujeme za tvoju ochranu a vyslobodenie.
That they are delivered from evil.
Že oni sú vyslobodení od zlého.
Lord, that you keep them safe.
A že ty ich budeš držať v bezpečí.
Lord, that as they go, their light shines brightly in this dark world.
Ako pôjdu, aby ich svetlo silne svietilo v tmavom svete.
Give them words to speak to others that will be words of hope and life.
Daj im slova, ktoré budú hovoriť iným, aby to boli slova nádeje a života.
We give you the glory and praise.
Tebe dávame všetku slávu a chválu.
In Jesus name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be blessed.
Že buďte požehnaní.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
A uvidíme sa 12. 2.
Amen.